nations join the World Cup conversation. Spain famous for their poise, their possession, their prowess. Against Costa Rica, patient, primed and ready to pounce when the moment is right. To the team news. Unai Simón was a calming mainstay in qualification for the Spanish behind a regularly changing back line. Luis Enrique opts to drop a midfielder into defence from the off tonight with Sergio Busquets, or perhaps at times Rodri, doing the honours. At 18 and 110 days old, Gavi becomes Spain's youngest World Cup player, a record previously held by Cesc Fabregas in 2006. Ferran Torres is the only Spanish starter who is into double figures for international goals. Plenty on the bench who are ready, willing and more than able. Head-to-head encounters have all been friendly games, with Spain emerging victorious twice and remaining unbeaten throughout. Olmo finds the gap, wants it back, and gets it, and swivels and scores! It's a thing of beauty! And it's just what Spain wanted. An early goal to settle the nerves.
Spain are just popping up in spaces, the movement, the quick passing. They'll start this game really well. Nobody's tracking him. And in the end, it's easy. They don't know where they are. Costa Rica, defensively, a little bit nervous. Pass has to be good. All you have to talk about his finish here. Managed to get the touch in. That's Duarte. Still had to finish against a really, really experienced keeper in Navas. Excellent.
Busquets on the turn and saw the room for Jordi Alba, who knew he had options, and one of them made the chance count. Marco Asensio.
Best pass. Well, it's Busquets or Rodri will start the build-up. It's wide, but he took it early and Navas wasn't ready for it. It's a terrific finish. They're getting in really good positions on that left-hand side, but I'm not sure Navas expected that early, and he'll be disappointed with himself. But just the speed the ball came across, snap finish. Spain completely in control of this game.
And the Olmo and Pedri. One, two, almost worked. Jordi Alba keeps it moving. Down he goes. Penalty. Well, they are bamboozling Costa Rica at the moment.
Jordi Alba has got the freedom to go inside or outside, and he just got the kick, and it's just a clumsy challenge. Duarte was on his way down, stretched back out to try and get it. Didn't really need to do that. The penalty area. Talk about the next goal being important. It looks like Spain are going to get it.
The responsibility falls to Ferran Torres for Spain. Beautifully done. Spain have blown Costa Rica away in the opening half an hour. 3-0, they lead.
It's really cool. He won't take a penalty. Waits for Navas to go one way. Just pops at the other. So important getting different players on the score sheet for Spain. They're obviously dominating this game, but giving confidence to these players. These matches will get tougher as they go along in this World Cup.
It may well be all over. Who knows? Football can be a crazy game. Stranger things have happened. But at half-time, the Spanish are in complete control of this encounter. Goals from Dani Olmo, Marco Asensio and Ferran Torres. Spain 3, Costa Rica 0. It's important in this second half that both sides use their heads. in very different ways. Spain will not want complacency to set in. Costa Rica will not want frustration to get the better of them. Piliqueta motoring forward and finding Marco Asensio in space. Over the top it flies. Torres for Gavi. And Torres again. And Calvo standing strong, but Torres keeps going. Says everything about the night so far. Costa Rica just cannot cope with Spain, and the goals keep on coming.
That's all about the perseverance. Torres not really causing any problems, but nobody tracks his run. He keeps going, there's defenders and goalkeepers in the way, and he just keeps going. I mean, from a Costa Rica point of view, that's poor, but Torres is so determined to score. Gets his body in the way, given enough time to just slide the ball into the back of the net. It sums up Costa Rica's night.
Strong, solid run here. And it's Morata on the end of it. Keylor Navas coming out to meet him. And Gavi arriving! To front, and they are over the hills and far away. 5-0 they lead, and that's been the situation for a fair while.
Yeah, this is made by Morata, really clever movement, but think about this finish is how easy this he made this look and how difficult that is for Gavi. The ball comes across, it looks like he's going with his completely the wrong leg. Span away, knew exactly what he was doing with it, made it look absolutely simple. But who's ever played the game will know that that is not an easy finish. A spectacular young player.
Gavi. Nico Williams. Taking on Matarita, and once again a tasty ball in. Off the perfect night for Spain.
Sarifa will hope it will take it easy, but Nico Williams has put in two or three good crosses that Navas just couldn't get enough on it to take it out of the path. Salerni still had to finish it. I'm really impressed with Williams on that right-hand side since he's come on. And every player that's come on for Spain is trying to make a point, trying to get that shirt for the next game.
Olmo. Koke once again. Gavi. Nico Williams wants it back. And here he is. Morata. Thought about it. Might still go for it and down.
His movement since he's come on, just on the edge of the area, has been very good. He knows exactly where the goal is. He side foots it into the back of the net, and he's worked really hard, had a couple of chances. A well-deserved goal. Really popular score amongst
the Spanish may not be at the peak of their powers, but they are certainly a dangerous outfit to be taken seriously at this World Cup finals. Costa Rica desperately tried to stay with their opponents, but they simply weren't allowed to.